This recording is from about the same distance you mentioned in your post. So it's about 30 centimetres from my mouth, and I'm using an AKG 202 microphone, which is a dual capsule design. It was very popular in the 70s. They still use them in the BBC from time to time as well, because it doesn't have proximity effect, and it's a pretty good microphone for speech. I'm using the gain setting that my Tascam 1641 interface is set to for most of the dynamic microphones that I normally plug into it here in the video studio. In real terms, it's hardly tickling the meters. I'm looking at the moment, it's getting up to about minus 30 occasionally, and I can't see much of a display on the screen. Gain set to about 60%. So what I'm now going to do is leave the distance the same and up the gain. Here's some silence just before I do it. Okay, same distance, gain is now up to 75%. So this is me talking into the mic. I'm perking a bit higher now, goes up occasionally as far as about minus 20, but same distance, 30 centimeters, gain control on the 1641 now at 75% on the dial. And here's some silence. So here we go with the same microphone distance, about 30 centimetres, with the 1641 input gain on full. I don't think I've ever had it this high before, so I have no idea what the noise figure's like. I'll give you a bit of silence. Now, what I'm going to do next is to normalise every single one of these recordings up to, I think I'll do minus 3 dB. So we should bring the noise up considerably on, certainly on this one. It'll give us the same overall volume for each of the clips, and the noise level should be the thing that we hear go up and down. So that's the end of the test.